Are you thankful for the areas of your life where you are weak? We don't normally highlight or give thanks for our struggles and areas of weakness in our life while we pass the mashed potatoes around the table at Thanksgiving, do we? We share the successes and all the easy-to-spot blessings we have received. Those are easy to give thanks for. This month, though, I'm wanting us to focus on giving thanks in all things. We read about that in 1 Thessalonians 5:16. We are called to rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The only way we can do that is by having a heart that's focused more on Christ than it is focused on our circumstance. Mountaintop or valley, He is worthy of our praise, and we can give thanks that He is working all things for our good, even our weaknesses. Usually the personality assessments we take are more for strength finding, not weakness finding. But in the process of those assessments, don't we see the areas where we are weak? We do indeed. Here's the news flash. We are not great at everything. I know it's hard to believe, but you know it's true. When you are working out of your strengths, you are energized, confident in what you're doing, and you knock it out of the park. When you're working out of a weakness, it is draining. These are areas we can work on and apply tools or things to help us do better, but ultimately they fall into a weakness category. The struggle with our weaknesses is very real. I know it is for me. I've done enough assessments and lived enough life to have an awareness of what I'm great at and what I am not. But here's the thing, I can be thankful for all of it and who God has uniquely made me to be. I can shine a big light on my weaknesses, which is so freeing, and here's why. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. But He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." I'm a procrastinator who is slightly ADD, disorganized, avoids conflict, struggles with people-pleasing, and thrives in chaos. Thank you, Jesus. Based on the truth and words of Jesus in 2 Corinthians 12:9, I can give thanks for all those things and more, because in every area of my weakness, He is strong. I lean into the perfect strength of God when mine is gone. I can trust the grace of God to give me the words to speak when I feel I don't have a thing to say. I can pray for and seek wisdom to apply in ways that help me focus and keep healthy boundaries in my life. And not only that, as I do, the power of Christ rests on me. That's the truth. You are not defined by your strengths, weaknesses, your successes, or failures. As a believer in Christ, you are defined by Jesus and who He is making you to be and how He is working in and through every part of you for His glory. Because of that, we can give thanks in all things. I'm Lori Klein.